Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads and Questions and Answers, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chapter 5, Section 1 and Mantra number 3. Now they take up the topic of Hridayam. Hridaya is heart. Esha Prajapati Yad Hridayam Etat Brahma Etat Sarvam Tadetat Trayaksharam Hridayam Iti Hri Ityekam Aksharam Ahi Rantyasmai Swashanye Chaya Evam Veda, and so forth. This heart is Prajapati. Now the mystic understanding of the heart, the term heart, Sanskrit word Hridayam, that will occur again and again. What does that heart mean? Normally, you refer to the heart, physical heart that pumps. But when you say, you have injured my feeling pointing like this, then you're not referring to the physical heart. You're referring to a psychological heart. And when you realize something profoundly, you have brought me to my heart. That's revelation at the heart level. That relates to the absolute center within you. That heart is God Himself. Therefore, we speak of Hridaya Guha. It's like a cave. The more you go deeper and deeper into the heart, you are coming closer and closer to God. Because the very root of that heart, the very depth of that cave, is nothing but the Divine Self. Therefore the term Guru comes, one who guides you into the depth of your heart, into the cave of your heart. This heart is Brahman. It is all that is. Hridayam has three syllables. Hri is one syllable. He who knows this, his own people and others bring presents. Da is another syllable. His own people give their powers. Ya is another syllable. He is led to heaven. Your heart has three aspects. Heart that is sentimental heart. If you allow the sentimental heart to be healthy, in a spiritual way, then people bring presents to you. People bring presents implying they believe in you, they draw inspiration from you, they find the warmth of life by coming closer to you. You gain the wealth of good-heartedness, and that you gain by out of Hridayam, Hridayam, Hri. Hri brings you in close conjunction with human beings, with human qualities. Da, again that Da relates to charity, compassion. When you become like a cloud, giving shower of grace, people humble themselves before you to receive your grace. They give their powers. So three levels of the heart. One is a practical heart. Another is a sentimental heart. Another is mystical heart. In mystical heart, your heart becomes nothing but God Himself. Thereby, He goes to heaven. Heaven relates here not to the Indra's heaven, but the absolute. seeking first the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom of heaven is within your own heart. So in order to have a perfect heart within you, you need to keep harmony with people so that people can give presents to you on Christmas Day and develop such good feeling for others that others come to surrender themselves before you and you receive that type of gesture not by developing pride but developing utter humility. You and people together turn to God and all this ends up with heavenly consciousness. Hridayam, to put it again in a simple way, give, be merciful, compassionate, and love God. If these three elements are put together, you are good-hearted. Otherwise, you are suffering from problem. Don't take it in a medical language, it is something mystical.
Gurudev, I know I asked this ages ago, but I don't really remember what you said. So
which age was that? Ages ago. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, but my question is, again, what does it mean to use God's name in vain?
The simple answer is that God's name cannot be purposeless. No matter how you are using it, if you have used it, it is going to give you a positive impact. Just like if you are taking medicine, no matter how you put it in your mouth, you may put it insultingly, throw it up and down and put it to your mouth. Or lovingly, or give more attention to it. No matter how you do it, it cannot go in vain. Medicine is medicine and it will work. So understand, the divine name is so powerful, it cannot be used in vain. And same thing is repeated in that statement. Do not use the name of God in vain. The fact is you can't do that. It's not possible. The divine name is extremely powerful. But this is the interpretation comes from Vedanta. The narrow-minded impression is you have to examine your mind. What you are looking for, if it is degrading, don't use God's name. If you are looking for onions and garlics, keep God's name out of your time.
If I'm looking for what?
Onions and garlics. Oh. Then keep your divine name out of your tongue. Oh. I'm joking you. That's not the real meaning. The real meaning, I've already said it. The divine name cannot be uttered in vain.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Swamiji, thank you. I know the guru guides the aspirant through satsang, through lectures, through answers. Is there a more subtle way that the guru guides the aspirant as well, like mystical way?
The real guidance is always mystical. Even in this satsang, etc., the ultimate guidance comes how you understand. And understanding, the same teaching given by, just like you have the story of Brahma, who gives the same teaching, da. And different personalities are guided in a different way. The gods hear it and say, oh, da means control. Controlling the mind itself. The human personality says, da, dan, charity. And the demoniac aspect says, da means daya, control, develop compassion. So, teaching have impact on different minds in different ways. And all the positive aspect implies that you are listening to the guru and you are following. Because here in that story itself, Brahma asks, have you understood? And the person says, yes, I need to control. And Brahma says, that's right. But to the other one, the other one doesn't give the same explanation. And still Brahma says, it's right. The guru's guidance to different people has different implications according to their different psychological makeup. But in an atmosphere of satsanga, it touches the heart. How much it does it touch? Even a person doesn't know it. And it goes on operating in a subtle way.
Thank you. Hello, Samaji. You talked about, after that, Hridaya, which is the heart. How we should develop the heart in three ways, right? One was injunction with humans, and then charity, and then finally to be heaven. But this might be a little bit practical for you. Like, sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. How would you give some ways to develop the heart?
All and these know, that you are hearing.
I know it's practical, but...
All that you are hearing have to be practiced. Practice to allow the demon in you to move away and more compassion to develop in your personality. Don't make your personality enjoy hurting others. That's one point. Then your heart is getting better. The second point, more and more charitable. How much service you can do people. Love, serve. And the third point, how much you can tune yourself to God. And that you can do by controlling your mind and senses. So tune yourself to God. Share your knowledge. And allow people who are in a lesser situation to be uplifted, inspired by your presence or by your existence. If you are involved in this, your heart is going to be good-hearted, spiritual heart, and ultimately the heart. Behind the entire universe, it is the divine heart that is operating. Even in small little creatures, you see the heart of God giving young ones such intense affection and love from their mothers. And all that has come not from books, but from a divine backing. The entire world is a good-hearted creation. You are good-hearted, immediately your personality begins to receive good prana, relaxation, joyousness. Become bad-hearted, bitter-hearted, and you begin to deprive yourself of many great things.
Om Tat Sat, Swamiji. I find it more difficult to be compassionate towards myself than other people.
That's good. The virtue of compassion implies your attitude to others. Towards yourself, there has to be, as I give, when you point one finger, three fingers point to you. Towards yourself, if you become involved in removing the negative in you, you are thereby doing something practical. You are enriching yourself. If you find garbage in your house and you remove that, it's benefiting you. But if you go on finding lots of garbage in other houses and make loads of it, it's not doing good to anybody.
Thank you.
This may be just the add-on.
Okay.
That, okay, if you're hard on yourself, if you're hard on yourself, would that be, in a way, a negative effect also?
message behind it is not to be hard on yourself, but be practical in such a way that the errors that you can't bear in others, don't let them grow within you. In others, you see the errors, develop compassion. But when you see those errors coming to yourself, don't say to God, "Oh God, you are compassionate. Let it go." No, your prayer should be, "Remove this error, let me be free from this error." And you should do everything possible to do so. But there again, it doesn't mean that finding an error, you meet with that error with another error. Say, for example, said to yourself, "I will not be irritated." Next day you became irritated and became more irritated at yourself, that you have been doing mantras for such a long time, and still you can't control irritation. "So I'm going to give up all the mantras." That will be a Dalvit movement. In brief, the process of self-improvement is an art. An art that's to be promoted with yourself, your self-effort and grace. You and God together have to work together in allowing the negative in you to move away. It is not one-sided. You simply say to God, "Move away and I will do nothing." Rather, your self-effort has to be constantly there. But self-effort should not become egotistic, that I am going to do it because I am the greatest, and so forth. Ego should not become highlighted. Ego should be humbled. Because when ego is highlighted, then your vision is not correct. Ego gives you wrong information. Ego will say to you, 3 months have passed, you never became angry. And you have been angry every 3 days. Okay.
Thank you.
And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti, Shanti.